Last week we were talking about the matter of grieving the Holy Spirit and the tragedy of the Christian who is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, having that Holy Spirit as a person grieved within him because of sin. Now we were talking about some of these sins that we can call, I suppose, Christian sins. They're not the terrible, gross, outward things that most Christians would say, oh, I would never do that. Most Christians would say, well, I would never, you know, go down to a store and steal things. I'd never break into a home and steal. I would never commit murder. Most Christians would say, well, I would never swear, take the Lord's name in vain. And I certainly wouldn't commit adultery. I'd be faithful to my wife. And yet many of those same people are committing these sins, which are sins that grieve the Holy Spirit of God and do untold damage between Christians and in churches of Christians. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed unto the day of redemption." You know, we're sealed as Christians, as believers. When we accept the Lord Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit, and He is God's seal of ownership. And the seal, so to speak, the layaway tag, God says, now look, this belongs to me. We maybe sometimes we do this at for Christmas or times like this. You may go down to a store and you may say, look, I want to pick up that item later. I'm going to put a deposit on it, and it belongs to me. Put a tag on it. Sold. And then they lay it away for us. Then you go back down, maybe in a month or two, and you pick it up. And here, when we accept the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit is given to us. He's the seal of God's ownership. He's the tag that says sold to God, really. And in time, the Lord's going to come and pick us up. There's a day of redemption. We rejoice in view of that. We thank God for that. I believe Jesus Christ is coming back. And I believe that He's going to take all those that have trusted Him to be with Him. He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And I believe that. And this is our hope. Until that time, let's not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but let's do what He says here. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, loud speaking, and evil speaking, railing, be put away from you with all malice. Now, on the positive side, he says, this should mark the Christian. And I want to think especially about this. He says, the Christian should be forgiving. Be kind, he says in verse 32. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted or compassionate, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave you. Be kind. Be kind. How many ways we hurt others. Sometimes maybe unintentionally, but too often intentionally. He says, be kind to one another. John says, beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God. Let us love one another. Oh, as Christians, if we were more marked by love. Maybe you've had the experience sometime of going to a funeral and maybe remembering some hard, harsh, unkind things you said or things you did to that person and wishing. Oh, wishing so deeply that you could draw them all back, that they'd never been said or done. And now the person is dead. Now, if before that person died, you were able to go to that person and ask forgiveness, you know, it makes a big difference. When you stand at a graveside and that person is gone. Life is short, isn't it? Goes by so quickly. And the people we touch, the lives we touch, are people for whom Christ died. They have infinite value. each person that I meet is someone that God loves. And I need to remember this, and I need to show the love of God and the kindness of God to others, and that is what Paul is pleading for. He says, be kind. Be kind. Don't be characterized as being harsh or hard, unforgiving. Be marked by kindness, doing good to others. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Be kind. He says, be compassionate, be tender-hearted. It's not a mark of a Christian man to be hard or indifferent. It's not a mark of a Christian woman to just be cold toward others. Compassion. A heart that's reaching out to others. A heart that's concerned for others. A heart that's tender. A heart that feels it when others are hurt. And a heart that really is constantly concerned for the welfare of others. Be kind, he says, one to another. Tender heart. Now he says, forgive. Forgive each other. Forgive each other. Well, you say, I was hurt. You don't know what he did to me. Or you don't know what she said to me. And you don't know how her eyes flashed when she said that. And you don't know that I'll carry that hurt until I die. And you don't realize just how ugly she was or he was. If you knew that, you know, it's all very nice to talk all this stuff about forgiveness, but you don't know what that person did to me. And you don't know how I still hurt when I think about it. And whenever I think about it, I realize I can never forgive that person. Never. I have been too deeply hurt. And I'll never forgive them. Oh? You never forgive them? What if God felt that way about you? You feel very smug, don't you? And very self-righteous. And you are right in feeling anger. And you are right in feeling resentment. And you're right in holding a grudge. Because you have been hurt. What if God felt that way toward you? Have you ever hurt God? Have you ever sinned against God? Have you ever done anything that caused God's heart to weep by your selfish, sinful life? Suppose God felt the same way toward you that you feel toward that other person. My friend, if God felt that way toward you, you would be in a burning hell forever. And as a Christian, I have to remember that. And I tell you, in my life as a Christian, I've been hurt. I've been hurt by things people have said and done, Christians and non-Christians. And I've been hurt many times, but I have to say this. I've hurt the heart of God, myself. And yet, today, I can say to you, I know my sins are forgiven. I know that God has no resentment against me. I know that God has no bitterness toward me. I know that God has forgiven me all my sin. I know that, my friend. I'm as sure right now of heaven as if I were already there. I know that if I die right now, my sins are forgiven. In Ephesians 1, doesn't he say, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins? Isn't that what he says? Do you know your sins are forgiven? If you've received the Lord Jesus, you know, when he died on the cross, he died for all your sins, not just for a few of them. And not just for the sins you did before you accepted him. He dies for all your sins. From the moment you were born until you die. And let me say, that's a thick book. But the blood of Jesus, John tells us in 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And John wrote this as an old man. And he knew what sin was, and he was keenly aware of the fact that Christ's death was for all that sin. And because he died for that sin, then when I turn to him and in simple faith I say, Lord Jesus, save me, I'm a sinner, the sinner for whom you died. The minute I do that, then I know all my sins are forgiven. The word says, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And God says in Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. And so I can say with a deep sense of gratitude today, I know all my sins forgiven. All these things that I've done which have hurt God, all of these things for which he could have rightly, justly condemned me to hell forever. I can say today that all those sins are forgiven. I believe that with all my heart. The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses from all sin. Is he your Savior? You know, I believe there are people listening who are going to church and just like I was, saying words every Sunday, saying the Apostles' Creed and everything else, who do not know your sins are forgiven. If I were to ask you right now, if you died right now and stood before God, do you know your sins are forgiven? What right would you have to enter heaven? Suppose God said that to you. Here you are. You've sinned. You have no right to enter heaven. What could you say? Well, you know, the gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that God says, I will forgive you freely all your sins if you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I hope today, if you've never done this, that the greatness of God's forgiveness will just grip your heart and that you'll just fall down before him and say, Lord Jesus, I want you for my Savior. Save me and forgive me. I believe you died for me. And if you do that, God's promise is he will forgive you all your sins forever and ever.